This week we're going to read HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and I thought it would be a nice thing to, as we prepare for Pesach, to get ready for Pesach and to learn a shtickel from Rav Yerucham Olshin. There's a beautiful shtickel on HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's a funny way to call the parish. We call it Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Shkolim. It's not called Kisisa, even though we're from Kisisa. Parshas Zachar doesn't start off with Zachar, it's only at the end. Parshas Parah, that's the theme of the parsha. We don't call it Parshas Chukah, Zoch Chukah Sator. But when it comes to Achodesh, the first words in the thing we're reading, Achodesh Azalachem, call it, Parshas Pesach, because it starts the theme of Pesach. It gets us in what we're going to read about this week, puts us in the frame of mind for Pesach. So why is it called Parshas Achodesh? This is a kasha that Reb Tzadok asks. So Rabbi Yerucham says, Amar Dektara on this week's parsha, and when we understand this idea, it'll frame hopefully the next couple of weeks for us, not just this parsha. Wild Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos. Listen to this Gemara. Rabbi Chabal tells a story about Chamra de Frugaisa, the wine of the town of Frugaisa, which was such chashiv a wine. Umayya de Demiosis, and the waters, the hot springs of this river called Demiosis, that kipchu asaris ha-shvatim in Yisrael, that it caused 10 shvatim of Klal Yisrael to go off the path. We don't even know where they are anymore. The water was so geshmak, the food was so geshmak, they left the derech. Ad kedei kach, one time Reb Elazar ben Aroch iklulhem. Reb Elazar ben Aroch went to visit them. So chashuvat amori, new kol haTorah kula, we have to understand. Imshech pasrayu, he was pulled after them. And we know what happened after that, says the Gemara. He forgot his learning. When he came back to where he was, he wanted to read from the Torah. He wanted to read the words of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. You know what came out? The Gemara tells us, it says, Omer HaChoresh HaYalibam. The dalet changes to a resh, the zayin changes to a yud, and the chav changes to a base. He got... They davened for him, and he was able to get it back. But you see that this town, which was so rich in Gashmias, was made Reb Elazar ben Aruch forget all of his learning. But it's got to be deeper than that, because why specifically was the example given of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem? Meaning it's not a coincidence that these random three words he changed to another three words. But Achodesh Hazeh Lachem is something much more significant, that we have to understand why Achodesh Hazeh Lachem was that which exactly what he forgot. So there is a person here, Rabbi Yitzchak Eiger Chover gives the following development. Now, we're going to say in the Haggadah in a number of weeks, we're going to say that the Seder should begin all the Rosh Chodesh. Don't tell the women that. Can you imagine the women are cleaning for Pesach? You got to move yourself up 2 weeks, right? We're going to have the Seder in 2 weeks from Wednesday night. But instead, Yochol Mei Rosh Chodesh. Tonight we should start. Yochol Mei Rosh Chodesh. What? Could you imagine? What's the Havamina? That we should start the Seder 2 weeks earlier. Like, I understand Seder night. It makes sense. Why? Because that's when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. We talk about all the miraculous events that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when the Gemara says, when the Haggadah says, the Baal Haggadah says, Yochol Mei Rosh Chodesh, you would think from Rosh Chodesh. So why, what happened on Rosh Chodesh that was so significant that we would begin the Seder from Rosh Chodesh? So listen to what Yitzchak Chaver says. What a dick you said. Important Yisod really defines us as Klal Yisrael. He says the following. He says, there are two Rosh Hashanahs that are significant. There are many Rosh Hashanahs, four Rosh Hashanahs, the Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah tells us. But there are four beginnings, there are two beginnings of the world. And they are Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah by Nisan. We say, what's the first month of the year? Not Tishrei, but Nisan. We call it Chodesh Rishon. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year in terms of Din, in terms of other things, but it's Rosh Hashanah. We start counting by Nisan. Why do we start counting by Nisan? Why is this the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael? HaKodesh Hazeh Lochem. So it says, it's a chavra, a meridic idea, which is so emes. It says that, when did we become a nation? We became a nation on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What's the significance of us becoming a nation? It means that up until that point, the entire world was going keseder, according to nature, according to the natural order of the world. And there was no hashkacha pratis in particular for any nation. But all of a sudden we became this organism. Hanush Chodesh Nisan, which Hashem says, Zu b'chori, you're my b'chor, you're my treasure nation. And we say, Achodesh Azalachem, because all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael will not be treated anymore like every other nation in the world. They're going to be what's called Me'al HaTeva, that it's going to be, that Klal Yisrael is going to have a supernatural order. And Hashem is going to treat us in a supernatural way, where we are the chosen nation, and He is going to treat us, B'nei B'chari Yisrael, something special. So what do we celebrate? He says, Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh. We could have started the Seder already Rosh Chodesh night, because what happened Rosh Chodesh night? It's the night in which Hashem has designated us as the chosen nation. So we should put out a spread. We should drink a couple of cups of wine. Yochel, you would have a halamina to start the Seder already on Rosh Chodesh, because that's the night where He said, you are my chosen nation. Yes, the world was created in Tishrei, but that's the natural order of the world. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us in the supernatural way begins Nisan. Part one. It's not good enough for us. HaKadosh Azalchem represents the moon. Chai Yisrael is always treated like by Hashem. We're always compared to the moon. The nations of the world, the sun. What's the significance of the moon? Do you know how the moon gives off light? I'm not a scientist. But how does the moon give off light? It gives off light by the reflection from the sun. Which means there's always a moon. You ever go out for Kiddush Levana and say, is there a Levana? No, they hack. Yeah, but there's always Levana. Like, what do you mean, is there a Levana? There's a Levana, I just can't see it, right? So, there's always Levana, but the way we see the moon is based on the way the moon adjusts and prepares itself to accept the reflection of the light from the sun. Sometimes the moon is like, oh, shining bright. Sometimes, it all depends. What is Klal Yisrael compared to? The moon. Because when we're going to get the reflection of the light of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, all depends on how we adjust ourselves and make ourselves into a vessel to be able to accept the Kedusha, the supernatural way that Hashem runs the world. How much are we willing to prepare ourselves and get us ready for that designation which Hashem has given us? We are the moon. Hashem is the sun. How much? As much as you want. How much coffee could you put in that cup?
12 ounces.
Well, 12 ounces. If it's a 16-ounce cup, you can get 16 ounces, right? How much coffee are you going to drink? The coffee was endless. It's just, how big is the cup going to be? How big is the vessel? Yeah, HaKadosh Azalachem, Hashem chose us on this day. And He's going to treat us in a supernatural way. How supernatural? All depends on the level of which we get ourselves prepared for it. The Kedusha, the way we sanctify ourselves. I was with a boy the other day, he was so proud of himself, he was showing me his phone. How he wiped everything off his phone. That person's going to have a higher Kedusha quotient coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not because of the potential Kedusha, because of the amount he's prepared himself for that Kedusha Shabbat. HaKadosh Azel Lachem. So now let's go back to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. What happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? He goes off to a town and he gets subsumed in Gashmias. He starts, the meat is unbelievable. The hot spring water is like the greatest spa of all time. So if you get into Gashmias, what are you losing out on? You're now no longer getting that supernatural divination that comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's a word. I think I made it up, but it sounds right. Huh? That supernatural powers that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is giving us, he lost. And he became natural because he all of a sudden no longer, he was a cup, but it's like you put a lid on top of the cup. You can't pour any more coffee into it. The Kedusha of the coffee couldn't come in. So instead of saying HaKadosh Azel Lachem, which signifies the supernatural way in Kadosh Baruch Hu treats us, it wasn't there anymore. So he couldn't read HaKadosh Azel Lachem anymore. Instead, he reads it as HaCheresh HaYalibov. His whole heart gets sealed up. It gets sealed up from the Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so desperately to give us. Why do we call it Parashas HaKadosh? Because HaKadosh is the theme. It's not a coincidence that it happens to be the first word, but it is the theme of this Shabbos. It is the preparation to which we're having for Pesach. Because Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh begins. And it's the time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu started shining His countenance upon us, where He says, look, I'm with you, Klal Yisrael. I'm here to pour my Shefa all over you. Your job is now the following. Make yourself into that vessel. Hashem says this world is supernatural. It doesn't go up here, Teva. But it all depends on you. How much are you going to make yourself into that vessel? You make yourself into that vessel, I'll pour as much coffee onto you as possible. Coffee, of course, is the figurative thing. But literally, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying here, we celebrate Yosh Chodesh and we drive towards Pesach with this whole Yesod in mind. The Yesod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to be your special more than anybody else. Let's always remind ourselves of how special we are. Zagazut and Shach, have an amazing Shabbos.